Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, it is 8 o'clock on Friday, and that means our final qualifier to win that Hy-V gift card for $500. Today we'll take our final qualifier. We've qualified four other individuals this week, and our fifth qualifier will come today. You need to be caller number 5 to 913-586-7965 if you know that chief. All five qualifiers will be put into a hat, and Cam and Promotions will draw, and we will announce the winner of our $500 Hy-V gift card whenever Cam is ready to do so. So if you know who the mystery chief is, be caller number 5, right? Meow.
Chiefs go with three tight ends and a shotgun. They roll it to the right side. Mahomes pump faking. Now fires it late for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! From Patrick Mahomes! And the Chiefs lead 12-3.
So there it is. If you know who that mystery chief is, be caller number 5, 913-586-7965.
We'll let Mac handle that winner real quick and get the name in before we get into our script, as we were just talking to Mitch Holtis on the other side, because I think the one thing that as Chiefs fans move on through this season, and I thought he nailed it, right? And you've been saying this for a week, that when things go south, people tend to start wondering what could be the problem. And they start typing and they start deep diving and getting into the rabbit holes of finding out that Todd Pinkston's here. I didn't know Todd Pinkston was here.
I had no idea who some of these assistant coaches were.
Finding out who Connor Embry is, finding out what their backgrounds are, finding out all this sort of stuff. It's kind of like if you're at your office and you're like, who the hell is this new person? Okay, they're from Jacksonville and they like, you don't really care as long as things are just rolling and it doesn't affect your flow of way you normally
it.
And then all of a sudden something comes in and there's a riff and you're like, I wonder what this guy is. Okay, it's like yesterday the Kansas City Royals signed Lane Thomas, right? Okay, Cleveland outfielder, who is Lane he was hurt all last year. So these screenshots of these clowns that are putting up, oh, good, they got this guy for $5 million, 125 average. Okay, did you know that he missed all these games last year?
Are you doing the Stephen A. Smith who complained about the player? Who did he complain about and said he only played in 58 games? And it was the polar bear, Pete Alonso. In his second year, Stephen A. Smith said he only played in 58 games. He's injury prone. His second year was 2020. We played 60 games that year. So, I mean, you could take your narrative and spin all this kind of stuff any way you want. When it comes to Lane Thomas, is a player that's going to just add to the club. That's not your difference maker, you know, on this ball
it's
club.
Where they have the Royals now on MLB Network.
Oh,
they're listening.
They are listening, right? So the Lane Thomas one is it's a fine. It's whatever it is. It's not going to move the needle. No,
but
it's not supposed
to. Yastrzemski for, but Yastrzemski got 23 millionos from the Bravos.
You think Yastrzemski's still waking up and going, they signed me for what?
Yeah. I wouldn't have gone to bed.
I know, but I mean, the Braves able to do that is because of their ballpark and because of their battery. And when 119th and all opens and we have that opportunity, then you can win those battles and be able to keep those guys, because on no planet where baseball is right now can the Royals give Carl Yastrzemski $23 million, right, for 2 years and then an option for a third. But when you're the Braves and you have all the disposable income because you have 22 bars and restaurants generating money for your ball club, that's the type of player you can go sign and have that glue guy on your team, you know, a luxury guy at $23 million. So that's why the new ballpark is going to be awesome, because the Royals can spend that kind of money.
And Royals are also still linked to Teoscar Hernandez, as that name is still popping up. But shout out to Jake. That name that popped up is one of the qualifiers for the Hy-Vee gift card. So all five of you are in there. Jake. We'll figure out what Mr. Cam has for you and figure out who a winner is. So now we dive into the script that is brought to you by Foley. Fool around and find out. Well, the Chiefs have effed around and found out that they got to keep winning games in order to make the playoffs. So this game is one of two left at Arrowhead this Sunday. Going to be cold. Going to be early for the Chargers. I'm done with excuses. I'm done with we got to fix some things up. Get it right. This is a rivalry game. They got you the last time. We saw how the game ended, right? Chris Jones tried to take the game in his own hands. Justin Herbert used his legs. Remember that. I see both these quarterbacks this week using their legs. I dropped the stat on Mitch. Last week, both quarterbacks combined for 125 rushing yards. Mahomes obviously had the 59 against the Houston Texans. I don't see that going away. I don't think that's going to dissipate anytime soon. I think we're in playoff mode. You got to win. Mahomes uses his legs. Both offensive lines are beat up. And to me, this is also one of those moments, right? Chiefs are, what, slowly keeping a heartbeat on the season? Justin Herbert comes into Arrowhead, and he can be the guy that squashes the heartbeat of the Kansas City Chiefs. You can literally kill them the rest of this season. It's in your hand. I would have said hands, but one is broken. But again, I don't think Justin Herbert's going to back down from this moment. The times of you thinking that Justin Herbert's overrated, overhyped are done. The guy's tough, he's tenacious, he's a stud, and he wants nothing more than to take the final drop of blood from the Kansas City Chiefs in this week. Mahomes just has to break that streak of being down and getting everything right, because if you've seen on the board, a lot of red. And there's, what, four losses in the last 5 weeks and a bye week in between there where you didn't lose, but you could have won because you didn't take advantage the next week when you played Denver. But I think Mahomes can allow this team to be on their backs. We heard Chris Jones say yesterday, this team's still alive as long as Patrick Mahomes is our quarterback. But I got to think that with two games left at Arrowhead, maybe looming on Travis Kelce's mind, he may be down to one more game, and that might be Christmas in the kingdom for Travis Kelce. So I look at Mahomes and Kelce to kind of keep that thing up. We know what Andy Reid always does. When somebody falters, he goes right back to him. Last offensive play for Travis Kelce in that game was a pass to the right, intercepted. Rashee Rice, I think, will be busy in this game as well. You have no other options, right? You got to figure it out at some point, and everything kind of has to go. I think Ladd McConkey could have a day. I worry about him in the slot for the Chargers. I also worry about Amari and Hampton, but for the Chiefs, I like Travis Kelce with history and future on the line for him. I also like the Chargers to cover the 5.5, but I can see the Chiefs winning this game 27-24 with a Harrison Butker walk-off.
Woo! We'll take that. That'd be fun. All right. Well, I really want this weekend to be different. I want it to look different, but I know that it won't. And so I'm trying to mentally prepare myself to not be as frustrated, because things are going to look the same. The play calls are going to be predictable and stagnant. The personnel out there is not going to be what I want it to be, but that's not all what's kept this team from winning. They've been able to win these games even with all those issues. I think Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce both touch pay dirt on Sunday. I think Rice, you mentioned it, Dusty, he's going to have a great day. Over 100 yards for Rashee Rice. No drops for Rashee Rice on Sunday. And again, we know how that first game against the Chargers, first game of the season in Brazil, ended. Chris Jones being selfish, right? Didn't get it. 3rd and 15. Justin Herbert almost said Phillip Rivers. We'll see him this weekend as well. Runs for the first down. Herbert is not going to do that this week. I think Chris Jones has had a great month. I think he has another great day. Two sacks for Chris Jones. A batted pass as well. Omarion Hampton at least 50 yards rushing. McConkey will have at least 5 catches. Chiefs still win this game 24-20 to keep that season just a little bit alive.
Well, yeah, and that's what they have to do if they want to keep it alive. They've got to get a win. All right, here's what's going to happen on Sunday. After Lane Thomas bangs the drum and gets people excited for this game at Arrowhead Stadium, we're going to
Dan Mears.
Right? Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. It Dan is Dan Mears, doing that. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 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 it is. Yeah, I just saw Lane Thomas's name up there.
Yeah, Dan Mears, baby.
What usually happens with this team? When we spend time complaining and complaining and complaining, the next week they come out and all those things we complain about have dissipated. And that's why I'm with you. I think Rashee Rice has a major day. I think Rashee Rice is well over 100 yards in this game, because all week we've been talking about A, people trading Rashee Rice potentially, B, him not deserving another contract, C, him not being a reliable wide receiver, and D, his position coach stinking. So I think out loud, Rashee Rice has a big day. He has 100 yards plus receiving on the day. I think Travis Kelce has a big day. Two games left, most likely, at Arrowhead Stadium. Travis Kelce's not going out without putting on a show. And so I think it's going to be the Mahomes-Kelce show. I think we're looking at about 7 catches and a touchdown for Travis Kelce in this game, because he knows the end is near at Arrowhead Stadium. I also think Chris Jones and George Karloftis each get a sack with the injuries to that offensive line. If not now, when for those two guys? And if that defensive line does not get home and doesn't get sacks, we have major questions that we need to address at the end of the season, even more so than we're already going to address. This defense has to get home and has to be able to get multiple sacks on Justin Herbert this weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think they do. I think the Chiefs win 21-18.
All righty. So we've got 24-20, 21-18, and 27-24, about all the same. Mm-hmm. And all three Chiefs wins.
Yeah, okay. I think the week factors in
and
as well.
All of them have the Chargers covering.
Yes.
Five and a half.
Yeah, but I think that this is the type of week with, you know, the Chargers played late on Monday night. They've got to come here. It's a 10 a.m. game, as Mitch mentioned. I always think, you know, West Coast teams traveling east. That's why I picked the Giants to beat the Chargers weeks ago, because of just the situation in and of itself. And so the Chargers are kind of behind the eight ball. They've got to travel here. It's going to be cold.
Looks
they're not
so
used to. Yeah, so, I mean, I just think everything is set up for the Chiefs to go out there and get a victory. But everything's been set up for them to get victories all season long, mm-hmm. and they haven't been able to close the deal and seal the deal and shut that door. So we'll see if they're able to do that this weekend, or if we're talking on Monday about officially being done for the postseason.
I'm from the show me state. Show me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.